Guided Meditation. Understanding the Pain Paradox. Find a comfortable position, allowing your body to settle into ease. Close your eyes if that feels right, or simply relax and soften your gaze. This is your time to explore a new way of thinking about pain. Breathing in and breathing out. Take a deep breath in, like you're filling yourself up with calm. And as you breathe out, let go of any tension or stress. Just imagine it melting away. This moment is for you to get curious about pain, without fear, without pressure. Today, we're talking about something called the pain paradox. It sounds a bit like a mystery novel, but really, it's all about how pain works as a warning, even when there might not be any danger. Breathing in, breathing out. Let's start with a simple experiment. Imagine pinching your forearm, just hard enough to feel a little sting. You'd feel that pain pretty quickly, right? But did it actually harm you? Hopefully not. That pain was just a heads up, a little signal saying, hey, maybe ease up a bit there. Pain is like an alarm system. It's good at getting our attention, but not always great at knowing the difference between minor warning and a big threat. Sometimes, it just goes off at the slightest hint of potential danger, like a fire alarm that sounds when you burn toast. Breathing in, breathing out. Now here's where it gets interesting. The brain. The brain is a master at predicting what might happen. But the funny thing, it's not always right. Sometimes, the brain's predictions are shaped by our past experiences and our beliefs. It's like that one friend who gives advice based on their own life story, even if it doesn't really apply to yours. Let's say you cut your finger slightly. For most people, it's a minor inconvenience. You put on a band-aid and go about your day, calm and assured that it'll heal up in no time. But imagine if you're a cellist with a big concert coming up. Suddenly, this small cut feels like a big deal. The brain starts to worry, thinking, what if this finger doesn't heal in time? The more the brain worries about protecting a body part, the more pain signals it sends. That tiny cut that was no big deal for most people becomes a huge concern if it's tied to something you value deeply. Breathing in, breathing out. Here's another example. Imagine a construction worker who tweaks their back on the job. Now, this isn't just about physical pain. The brain jumps to all the what-ifs. If my back doesn't get better, I can't work. If I can't work, how can I pay the bills? The brain goes into protective overdrive, thinking it needs to dial up the pain to keep you safe. The paradox is that the more we worry, the more the brain tries to protect us by increasing the pain. It's a bit like a parent who, seeing their kid stumble, insists on wrapping them in bubble wrap. The intention is good, but it can sometimes go too far. Breathing in, breathing out. Now let's try something new. Imagine you're gently telling your brain, "Hey brain, it's okay. I appreciate the protection, but we don't need to crank the alarm so up high." Sometimes a little manual overdrive can help. Think of it as saying, "Thanks, brain. I've got this." Just like you would reassure a friend, you're reassuring your brain that things are okay. You're not in a battle with pain. You're here to work together. Breathing in, breathing out. Let's set an intention for the day. Today, I'll listen to pain, but I won't let it dictate my life. Imagine this intention settling in, helping you feel calm, grounded, and in control. Pain might be part of the journey, but you're the one steering the ship. Breathing in, breathing out. As you go through the rest of your day, here are some small mindful steps to help manage pain without letting it take the lead. Pause and reassure. When pain arises, take a moment to pause and remind yourself, "This is just my brain trying to protect me." That small shift can help ease the brain's alarm system. Breathing in, breathing out. Shift from worry to curiosity. Instead of worrying, try getting curious. Ask yourself, "What's my brain trying to protect me from?" This curiosity can help soften the fear. Breathing in, breathing out. Use gentle self-talk. If pain feels intense, practice gentle self-talk. Try saying, "Thanks. Thanks, body. I'm listening." Acknowledge the pain, but don't let it steer the conversation. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathe into calm. Take deep breaths when pain shows up. And imagine yourself sending calm messages to your brain saying, "We're safe. It's okay to relax." Breathing in, breathing out. Take one final deep breath, letting this new understanding of pain sink in. As you exhale, feel any remaining tension float away, knowing that you're in control. You're building a partnership with pain, listening without letting it take over. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying this calm, empowered perspective with you. Pain might be a part of your experience, but you're learning to work with it, to steer your own course.